in CI News this week. Statutory guidance protecting single-sex spaces finally comes into force. A US medic sacked over her Christian beliefs on sexual ethics and gender receives a significant payout. And a baby is home and thriving after pioneering in-womb surgery. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 7th of August. I'm Jenny Olson. After lengthy delays, official guidance protecting single-sex spaces has now come into force. The Statutory Code of Practice, which applies to services, public functions, and associations, has been updated to ensure compliance with the Supreme Court's ruling last April, confirming that sex in the Equality Act 2010 refers to biological sex. The document clarifies that if a service provider admits trans people to a service intended for the opposite sex, then it may be acting unlawfully. If a service is provided only to women and trans women, or only to men and trans men, it is not a separate sex or single-sex service under the Equality Act 2010. Welcoming the guidance, women's rights campaign groups called for no more delays and excuses, and for providers to ensure that policies and training align with the law. A coalition of councils in London, run by Labour, the Green Party and the Liberal Democrats, have already pledged to flout the law, claiming it is harmful to the rights of trans people. A Christian medic in the US, sacked for refusing to affirm her employer's transgender policy, has received a $410,000 payout. Addressing the Religious Liberty Commission in March, Valerie Klosterman relays how the University of Michigan Health West Hospital had dealt with her faith-based objections to transgender surgery referrals and using preferred pronouns.
I believe and know that everyone is created in the image of God and worthy of love and respect, that God created humans male and female as a reflection of his image and for his glory, and that God doesn't make mistakes. In May of 2021, the University of Michigan assigned a company-wide mandatory training that forced me to affirm statements about sexual orientation and gender identity that conflicted with God's word and with my beliefs. I could not complete this training unless I pledged my agreement to University of Michigan Health views. All I was asking for was a simple accommodation, but the Department of Inclusion had no space for Christian beliefs. Less than a month later, I was fired.
In welcoming the settlement with her former employer, Klosterman explained that all she had wanted to do was provide the best care possible to her patients without being forced to violate her Christian beliefs. Speaking to the Christian Institute, Dr. Peter Saunders, CEO of the International Christian Medical and Dental Association, of which Klosterman is a regional member, observed, "No health professional should be forced to participate in procedures that they believe are morally wrong and of no proven medical benefit." A former Olympic diver has shared his battle with porn to raise awareness and encourage others to seek help. Freddie Woodward, who represented Team GB in the 2016 Rio Olympic Games, started watching porn at 12 years old and continued throughout his athletic career. As part of the first generation to have had access to high-speed internet porn, Freddie came to realize that he had a problem when all he wanted to do was view harmful content online rather than revise for important exams. At 20, his career soared and he started winning medals at top competitions. However, he was viewing porn daily and felt unable to quit. 10 years on, Freddie is calling for better education on its harms and intervention that is honest and evidence-led. And finally, a five-month-old baby boy is home and with his family following in-womb surgery to carefully push his intestines back inside his body. Following her baby's diagnosis of gastroschisis at a routine 20-week scan, London mum Maisie flew first to Belgium for preparatory treatment and then on to Texas so Theo could undergo keyhole surgery while still in the womb. Theo was carried to term and born healthy after the successful treatment, only the third baby in the world to benefit from it. In the UK, abortion is permitted up to 24 weeks for most reasons, but it is available up to birth for children deemed to have a disability. including conditions like Theo's. Texas Children's Hospital, where the surgery was performed, said that the positive outcome and Theo's family's extraordinary courage offer hope to others facing one of the most challenging prenatal diagnoses.
He's completely fine.
Great.
He's amazing. He's everything they did just completely reversed what could have been a really horrible start to his life, and he's just the best.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.